We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the seventh paragraph of the third chapter, page Chaf Bet. Chachmei Ha'Yira matzu et hashpa'at ha'limud b'shnei sugim. Our sages said that learning can affect in two ways. Hasuga echad limud ha'chova shel kiyum ha'din. One type of learning is where a person learns what they're responsible to do. You want to know how to put on tefillin in the morning. You want to know how to say blessings, how to pray. And there's learning how to observe the halacha. There's learning how to be inspired for what we want to be inspired for. Part of being inspired is recognizing who our employer is. You know, a person can think, I'm doing this mitzvah. Or a person can think, I'm a servant in Hashem's army. I'm doing something important here. Part of being inspired is recognizing who my employer is. Who's the one who told me to do this? And recognizing how negative it is when a person does not observe the Torah. And what awaits a person for that? So that's one type of learning. That's very focused on observance, on keeping the mitzvot. V'asuga sheni, but there's another type of learning, and that is limud pirtei halacha shel kol din ledin. Learning the details of every halacha. Learning the details takes a lot of time. You have the general idea of, I have to give charity. But what about the details? Who comes first? Your second cousin needs a loan and your next door neighbor doesn't have enough money for heat. Who comes first? So you'll say your next door neighbor. And what happens if it's your third cousin who lives in Alaska that doesn't have enough money for heat and your next door neighbor? Who comes first? Your third cousin or your next door neighbor? What about your fourth cousin? What about your niece once removed? Details matter, especially when it's the niece who's asking for the money. What happens if someone's asking you for a loan? And you cannot trust them that they'll give it back. But they tell you that if they don't have this loan, then they're going to have to leave the country. They're going to have to sell their home. Is it a mitzvah to give them the loan? How far do you have to go? So there are details of halacha. There are details of how we perform mitzvot, and the details matter. But that's a separate type of learning. Meaning there's the first type of learning. Generally, I need to know what I'm going to do. I know I'm not supposed to shave with a razor. But what about a lift and cut shaver? Does that constitute a razor or not? Am I allowed to shave with that? I know that a man is not supposed to get dressed up like a woman, but what about on Purim? And what about if we only have one coat? Am I allowed to share my wife's coat? Yeah, I'm allowed to share her coat. So you're allowed to walk out in a pink parka. Yeah? Okay. Say that. But I'm saying the details are a different form of learning than knowing the general mitzvot. Ha'amal b'Torah, when one toils, when one works hard over learning Torah, kochol lezakot ha'nefesh. So part of the potency of Torah is that it purifies the soul. We become different people when we learn Torah. Ve'la'asoto adin, Torah sensitizes a person. U'metzuchtzach, and Torah cleanses a person. Gentlemen, we should really just frame this sentence and hang it in our studies. A person sometimes spends his day dealing with money and bills and arguments, and then he comes home and he spends his night with money and bills and arguments. So what's life all about? Then he goes to his kids and he's busy changing diapers, fighting, arguing. Is that what life's all about? So we lose focus. Life can be beautiful. Life, that doesn't mean it isn't challenging. Life is always challenging. It's only a question of when is it challenging more and when is it challenging less. But challenging, life is challenging. Death isn't challenging, but life is challenging. So when a person has to deal with life, the lifeline that we have that allows us to refocus, to get perspective on life, that's Torah. Now this is very important because very often guys come here and they spend the year or two or three or five or ten learning, and then they leave. And it's like, I graduated. No, you just got started. Mahon Meir is a starting point. It's not an ending point. Now you got to take the tools you've got from here and keep applying them in life. Part of applying them in life is having time in your day that you learn. And that time is the reset button. Again, I'm going to reread the sentence. The Chazon Ish said, toiling in Torah. It's not just walking in, you know, hit the play button, listen to that cheer, fall asleep halfway through, pick up your eyes at the funny joke, hit the rewind button, hear the joke again. Wow, okay, got it. Fall asleep again, finish the cheer, hit the checklist. I learned today. Doesn't work that way. You got to toil. You got to go get a chavrusa, work with someone on a piece of Gemara, work hard at learning. What do most people do? They come home, I really ought to get a chavrusa. They spend about 2 years talking about the fact that they should be learning. Then they might go to a shir, show up at the shir, fall asleep, come home and say, that was amazing. And the wife's happy you went to learn Torah, and you're happy you got your hour snooze. And they tell yourself, I really should be learning more. And you work at it, but it's hard. At the end of a workday, who can stay awake? It's hard. You know, I can't tell this to my congregants, but I can tell you that one of the difficulties of being a shul rabbi is that I cannot sleep during the rabbi's speech. So it's, you know, I don't have that option anymore. But in all seriousness, at the end of the day, a person has to toil in Torah. Ha'amal batorah, toiling in Torah, kocho has the potency, lezakot hanefesh, to purify the soul, v'la'asoto adin, and to sensitize a person, umetzuchtzach, and to cleanse a person, moshech elav et haregesh hanaim shel tahara ukdusha. Torah draws to a person that sensation, that pleasant sensation of purity, of holiness, v'litot bekerev lev, and implants within his heart, amok, deeply. The Torah sits deeply in one's heart. When a person connects to Torah, it's a different level of connection. It's different than anything else. That's one of the reasons why you have to sleep more in order to succeed in Torah. You go to college, you study secular studies, suddenly you can manage on 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, it works fine. You come to Beis Medrash and, whoa, wait a second, this is taking the strength out of me, I need 7 hours of sleep. What happened here? You tried again, you say, this is different. It's taking everything out of me. Yeah, it's different. Torah connects on different levels of the soul. Gi'ul nefesh leholelut v'tanugei hevel. And when a person connects to Torah, so then his soul looks at the base and frivolous joys that people have with disdain. Person looks at that and says, why? Why would I be interested in that? In the moments that a person connects to Torah, he's not interested in anything else. People sometimes ask, the world is so alluring. How do I overcome it? So we have a tremendous, tremendous potent tool called Torah. And when a person connects to Torah, he's not interested in other things. The times a person's interested in other things is when he can disconnect from Torah. Nosaf leze manchil amal haTorah, added to this, the toil in Torah gives us the following. Ahava nifreza. It gives us an extraordinary love, umsirut nefesh, and dedication, lekiyum pirtei ha-mitzvah shel halacha zu shu'amel ba. To fulfill the details of the halacha, a person is learning. That's a scary thought. If you work hard at understanding halacha, then you develop a love for fulfilling that halacha. So they say in the name of the Hasidic Rebbe, I don't remember who, that if you want to get married, learn tractate Ksubos, the tractate that deals with the marital contract. Learn that diligently, and it's a segula, it's meritorious for getting married. So now we can understand why. It develops the drive to have that connection. That's what you're learning about. What we learn about develops a drive within us. They say that when a person feels like there's a mitzvah that's difficult for him to observe, So he should learn about that mitzvah. The more you learn about it, the more you develop a connection to the mitzvah, the easier it becomes to perform that mitzvah. Umusrei klayotav yeyasru ladat ki lekach notzar. And what happens is the bindings of one innards, so to speak, draw him and bind him and demand of him, they say, this is why you were created. It is for this purpose alone. So the Chazon Ish is taking this to spiritual levels. And we can understand it on two levels. I don't want to detract from the spiritual level the Chazon Ish is talking about. On a spiritual level, once you learn something, you connect to it, and you become a part of it. There's another level, though, which is potent, and it's applicable in many things in life. They did the following research. They called up a random sampling of 1,000 people, and they asked them, could you please donate to the American Cancer Society? They got a response level of approximately 18%. Okay. Then they did the following. They called another random sampling of 1,000 people, and they asked them, they said, we're doing a survey, can we ask you 3 questions? And they asked them one question, and they asked them another question, and then they asked the third question, and they said, if you were contacted by the American Cancer Society, what are the odds that you would give them a donation? And when people were asked that question without being asked for the donation, so then a very high percentage, over 50%, said that they would. Okay, they waited a few days, and then they called from the American Cancer Society and asked for a donation. What odds do you think gave a donation? More than 36%, meaning it was more than double. So that when people had said a few days earlier that they would, so then a few days later, when they were actually approached and asked if they would, they did. So,
but that's low, isn't it? Low? I would think that more people would give.
Okay. But if you compare the statistics, right, you see that
double is good.
Yeah, they got more than double. So this is part of the way we act, and that's why Chazal said it's so important that we think before we talk, and we speak positive. And when we speak about where we'd like the world to go. Chazal said we should be careful what we talk about, how we talk. A person should not speak about negative things. So people think it's superstition. No, you're setting your mindset in a certain direction. So when I'm learning about a mitzvah, even though I'm not yet performing it, I'm not holding by keeping Shabbos yet, but let me learn about it. So I'll learn, I'll study, I'll understand. Over time, I'm connecting, I'm becoming a part of it. When our discussion and our concentration and our direction is positive, we end up there. But the question is, where do you want to go? I know a guy who wanted to learn 10 hours a day, and his work didn't allow it. But he kept working in that direction. So he would find an angle to add 15 minutes here, and then he'd shift his job so he could actually get an hour in that time. And he started shifting, and he looked for transfers, and he looked for ways to make more money on this way and that way, and he opened a side business. And he was always thinking, I want to get to 10 hours of learning a day. And he grew into 3 hours a day, and I saw the milestones. It took him 6 years, but he got there. He got there after 6 years. He was learning 10 hours a day. He had the hours he was working, but he had 10 hours a day of learning. Look at that. He went from full-time working to 10 hours a day learning because he was focused on getting there. He kept working at it. He kept working at it, shifting things this way, that way, getting an income from here, getting an income from there, doing a side job, doing a night job. He kept working, got there. So the guy's learning. The guy's learning. In life, we decide our direction. So the Chazon Ish just taught us there are two types of learning. There's learning to know what I'm supposed to do, to connect to the Creator. There's learning the details of what I'm supposed to do. When I learn the details, I start getting intimately connected with the Torah and the Halacha. So it could be that some of you are at a stage where you first have to learn what the mitzvos are. You're not yet holding by the details, but you have to know there's an importance to the details. Sometimes people are scared of getting to the details. I got the picture. I don't need to know more than that. No. You want to connect, you got to spend the time working at it and working at the details. That's, by the way, one of the strengths of Rav Kilstein's halacha class. Those of you who attend, you know that. When we were discussing the class months ago, I argued, you got to cover ground, you got to cover ground. The guys have to know the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he came with his approach, let's work through the details and understand the details. And you know what? You guys see the you see it, you see the outcome. By learning the details, people are connected like never before. Yes, classes are amazing. Amazing. But I'm saying they're developing a connection to a mitzvah that you can't get any other way. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying here. Connection comes through working hard at the details.